You are listening to Gary Clark Jr. and Stevie Wonder collaborating on this song. Thanks to Bruce for bringing it in. Brand new music here on KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. Have a safe holiday today and stay dry as we start to see some rain come back in overnight.
Out here on the range, social distance isn't the problem. But them recording booths is small at KFAI, so this program was pre-recorded so as it could be broadcast at this time.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Probably they got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up. No gangs beats rolled up. But still, Andre got action. They sweat like Keith. All of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that you got ample time to do this. Have you shot up? Thought you knew this. I'm crumbling. No time for fumbling. Selling my sacks. Watching my back. Waking up like shit. Even up in the next.
It's Wednesday. We are here. It's International Women's Month. You gotta speak into mic. Okay. What up, VP?
What up?
You chilling?
Man.
All right. You good?
Energy low. I need
energy's low.
Black man healing.
Okay, you need some black man.
I need what we got today.
You need it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the room is crowded, which is a good thing. We do have a lady in the house, so maybe that's why your energy's off.
Don't do it.
Maybe it is.
I promise you it's not.
Maybe it is.
I promise you it's not.
Okay. I'm just, you know.
I don't do nothing but bring good energy.
Oh, no. He's not rarely down.
So you going to blame that on me?
Nah.
I came when you came, so how you going to blame that on me?
But he's a Pisces, so he sensed that double Aquarius. Maybe that's what it is.
It might be the double
only,
Aquarius.
He can only deal with one Aquarius at a time.
Wow. But it's not singular me.
Did I deal with y'all last week?
Yeah, but your energy was a little low, too.
Wow.
Last week?
I'm just joking.
Oh, okay. There we go. Bring it up.
Okay. See?
But it wasn't
bring
me.
We bring it.
Laughing.
Did I not come in with good energy?
You did, but I'm just saying, maybe it's.
No, it ain't no but.
We don't know what energy you came
with. That's true.
First of all, I walked in the door with the prayers. And
you
then
walked
I
in the door with some Popeye's chicken.
With prayers.
I hope that wasn't from the university.
Was my energy
Popeyes
not good when I
was
came?
Was that from the St. Paul Popeye's?
Thank you.
She not going to answer.
Don't eat it.
Well, I know they overcooked
the one up on University.
Oh, my God. That one. A history of bad things.
It won't happen again.
See.
And yet my energy still is not low.
But I'm just saying, maybe it was the collective Aquarius energy That's just, sometimes that's just too much for one person in a room to handle. Agreed?
That's a fact.
Okay.
It's interesting that, oh, you didn't see. It's interesting as y'all was talking this stuff, my Bible app popped up with a notification.
It's prayer time?
Look. The Bible app poked through.
Bow your heads.
No, it's saying y'all better watch out.
Bow your heads. I'm sure that was me.
Right.
Because
right.
I also got a witch energy, so I'm sure I popped up the
brother.
App.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Welcome
really?
To the show, everybody.
I'm done.
We're so glad that you are tuning in tonight. As you all know, this is, or maybe you don't know, maybe you're tuning in for the first time, you fell on the channel, so don't move. You are tuned in to Soul Audible Detox with VP, the fabulous one, and the prayers. And we're here. We're gonna lift up my brother over there. Okay.
The music is always a good place to start.
Okay, well that's where we start. Okay.
It's Mary J.
It's Mary J. And by request, this is all women. All women playlist.
As it should be.
And even the lyrical breakdown is female.
Okay. Oh, I like that. Right. Yes.
Okay.
All female.
It's 27, so get happy. Be happy with this.
Wow. You just gonna spill your negative energy over here. All I said was yes. I didn't say anything. Thank you.
27.
Thank you, Prez.
You're
this
welcome.
Is the last day of Women History Month, as it should be.
It is.
Is it the last day? I thought it was
the last Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh.
It's the last Wednesday
show.
Of the month.
Is that better?
Our last show.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know
did
what?
Did you just roll your eyes?
Did I? I don't know. Can a guy do that?
Yes,
I don't know how to do that.
Yes, a guy. Maybe you
I truly don't know how to do that.
Maybe you done did it
I looked
so many
at you and then I turned back this way.
Okay.
Is that that's a whole head roll?
Yes, me and Duke roll their eyes. Don't think it's just a women thing.
Okay.
It's not just a women's thing.
So let's also acknowledge that from
this man doesn't do that. Not purposefully.
Let's also acknowledge from across the ocean, it is White Boy Wednesday.
Oh, it is.
It's White Boy Wednesday.
He ain't listening. He in the bed.
He actually said he wants to figure out a way that he can call in, but that means that he'd be calling in at what? I can't do the math right now. Let's just say.
I don't know how many hours they have.
It's 1 a.m.? So that's not late.
That's not
he'd be
bad.
Up. He would be up.
Doing shit anyway.
He could set his alarm clock.
He ain't doing a god.
Don't.
My bad. See that?
This might
okay.
be the last show.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Sorry, Philip.
Okay. Okay. Let's.
That's where my energy is.
Okay. We got to really pour
bring
this Aquarius energy onto him. Or maybe
me.
We need to turn it down.
Give it to
I
me.
Oh,
no.
One or two. One
yeah.
Or two.
I was like, he just. He stuck one in it. I tried to just like the car kept going, and he's about to pull up an uppercut. So, but anyway,
my bad.
It's all
I
good.
Forgot where I was at.
Hey, Chris.
It is okay. What's up, Chris? What's up, homie, Chris? Happy White Boy
what
Wednesday.
Up, Chris?
Happy White Boy Wednesday, and all you white folk out there, non-colonizers. Happy White Wednesday. But we're so glad that, like I said, if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Yes, engineer, I played the theme song for you, so you can stop blowing me up now. Now, can you make good on some snacks that
Man,
we've been waiting for since?
I would like some brownies.
I think we don't have any more.
Maybe that's why you upset. You need some snacks.
Man, snacks, something.
A brownie,
and we
please.
Don't have any more FCC violations. There we go. Thank you.
Okay, that's I got you. I got you. Yeah, no more FCC violations.
Yeah, I think you get one an episode, and there's
there
certain
you
words
go. Hey, sometimes it happens.
Tell I know what the rules.
We'll see if they even catch it. So, you know, I wasn't even going to say nothing. I was. That's what your mic should have did. I should have been able to press the button, and
like,
the mic
bloop.
Just went.
Right. Bloop, bloop.
That's what we're going to have when we go to our next level. We're going to have mics that will just... But we won't need to... but anyway, it's okay. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
So glad that you are tuning in. You are tuned in to WFNU-LP 94.1 FM in St. Paul. This is home of Frogtown Community Radio. Get it in, man. Just get it in. I want you in a better mood. So, cause yeah, you about to hurt. You about to hurt somebody on the radio. So, a matter of fact, let's do this. So, if you're joining us for the first time, maybe you're not. Maybe you're a detoxer and you've done this before. So you know how we roll. This is the time right now before we get the show officially started that we send out our flowers. So that's exactly what we're gonna do. Is Go ahead and issue out our flowers. So usually, you know, I know it's International Women's Month and just being respectful because you are the only queen up in here right now. But we need to go ahead and let this man get smell some flowers, throw some flowers. So, sir, would you please be kind enough to go ahead and take your time and give out your flowers? But before you start, I want to give a flower out. I want to give a bouquet out to you.
I second that.
You got two bouquets, two Aquarius's bouquets, and they smell damn good.
Thank you.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, I was going to say something just like...
As long as you don't say the wrong thing.
No, nothing like that. But okay. Anyway, thank you guys. Brought me back center.
Hey, it's all right,
man. Shouts out to the Queen. Shouts out to PPK. Shouts goes out to... We got a couple PPKs in the building.
That's right.
Shouts goes out to my LBs, Five Heartbeats, the engineer, Shay keeping it down, my babies, my seeds, you know, birthdays, a couple birthdays coming up, my oldest and my youngest, my mom and dad. I don't know if they're listening. Any of the class is listening. Uncle Todd's, C. Hayes, and all the new detoxers out there. Any, you know, folks out in whoever you said we had a new listener. What's Colorado?
Colorado.
All right, Colorado, what up?
What up?
Carolina, California. I think that's where I know people are listening or tend to listen. So, and for those I forgot to blame it on my head, not my heart.
Today you can, because
thank you.
We got to uplift him. The Black Man Healing Radio.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Queen.
Hello. I'm going to start with my clan, the Edwards clan. Me, Adrian, Marquez, Adria, my family. Shout out to the Three Cups of Royalty, my sorority sisters, Tamiko and Latasha. Shout out to Pink Ladies, headed by Miss Pamela Wings. Shout out to my esthetician, Tiffany. Shout out to my homeboy in Colorado, P3, Prince Quasell. He's a first-time listener. Thank you for listening.
What's up, sir? Thank you so much.
Shout out to Black Men. Thank you again for allowing me in your space.
Can you give that shout out one more time?
Shout out to Black Men. Beautiful Black Men.
All right.
Thank you for allowing me in your space.
Of course. Of course. You bring that Aquarius energy that I need. Mm. So, you know, I appreciate that.
Prince is also an Aquarius.
Really?
He is.
Oh, man. I hope he, you know. What you doing over there?
Like he's studying.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Oh, he's got some homework he got to do. Okay. My bad. All right. So, yes, I want to just duplicate that and give a shout out to all you new detoxers who are tuning in for the very first time. We want to give a shout out to all you returning detoxers that, you know, continue to support us. Want to give a shout out to all of my children. One who is in the building, my son Kaleo. Want to give a shout out to Pootie. Want to give a shout out to baby girl. Want to give a shout out to DeAndre. Want to give a shout out to my little homies, my grandchildren, Cameron, Maya, Estherita, and Kyrie. Want to give a shout out to all of the PPKs, especially the white one who is holding it down in the village. And so, well, now he done moved up from the village, right? So he's in a better space.
A little bit better.
A little bit better. I think like across the street or something from the picture. But anyways, we miss you, bro. Also want to give a shout out to David Ruffin and the Temptations. Want to give a shout out to the engineer as well. We still waiting for all those snacks, bro.
Brownies.
Brownies with walnuts. And
raisins. I really don't want my. I don't want raisins in my brownies.
I'm a little concerned. Like you look black.
I'm just running with
you. Act black.
Running with the jokes.
Okay. All right. That sounds nasty. for all you brownie lovers with that like raisins, shout out to you, all you Magic Johnson fans.
I like raisins in my
wow.
My,
you
my,
are,
hold on, this is my shout out.
My bad. You're right. Go ahead.
Okay.
You gonna do Magic Johnson? That's what
it's my
gonna,
shout
okay.
out.
Okay, I see what you're doing.
This is mine.
I see what you're doing. Go ahead.
Ain't this mine?
It is.
Yeah.
It
wow.
is.
I ain't never interrupted nobody. Why is gonna have to
flower? I don't throw
flower?
Shots with my flowers.
It is Magic Johnson. Did I say Magic Johnson was my favorite basketball player?
You did.
I did say that.
I don't.
Does it matter? Did you have to? Why
I
are you defending?
Let me be
you,
quiet.
You right. You right. Okay. I'm
it's
on my.
Time.
It's my show.
It's your
wow.
Okay. To my Magic Johnson fans, anybody who wears number 32 on the Lakers, that's right.
His number ain't retired. Seriously, that's a serious
It
question.
Is retired.
Okay.
It is retired. 32, 33.
Both Kobe's numbers are retired, ain't they?
4 or 8, 24. You asked the man, well, we're going to get to him in a minute. So, not at all my shots messed up. Want to send a shout out to Bree. Want to send a shout out to In Unison. Now, y'all can come in on this. Want to send a shout out to Kevin in Oklahoma.
What up, Kevin?
Hi, Kev.
That was a raw one.
I just, nothing.
You know we messing with you. Don't be.
I just like how y'all frequently invite me to the show, but then remind me, oh, it's my show. But it's okay. I got you.
It's our
you
show. Your,
I got you, Aquarius. Don't worry about it. We good, though.
We try good. To cheer him up.
Is that what it is? So you going to throw shots at me and cheer somebody else up?
No.
I see how we do this. Okay, Aquarius, go ahead.
I want to send a shout out to the fabulous one who's sitting right across from me. What's up, fabulous one?
I'm here.
I like those glasses, too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
don't try
cool.
to butter me up now.
Give her some Funyuns, bro.
I don't want one.
Okay. All right. Want to give a shout out to all of you listeners. And yeah, so thank you so much for tuning in. We have, I don't want to call them guests because one of them was actually our first guest. And the other one, you know, just they both together have a ton of knowledge, a ton of wisdom. I bought them on the show. For a special reason today, but we'll get into that. But just want to give them an opportunity to give their flowers uninterrupted. And so I love you. I'm just messing with you. So I want to give a shout. First, I want to go ahead and bring to the mic and introduce with his Kumo D glasses on my son Kaleo. Go ahead, sir. You do look like Kumo D with the glasses on it.
Actually doing wear the hat. Get the hat
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he need a Kago. Go ahead.
I just have one shout out, a special shout out to my lovely lady Alicia, who's listening, I believe. That's it.
All right.
Wait, what? You said your lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Come on, sir. Nephew.
Yes, I want to give a shout out to the two most important women in my life, my mother and my wife. Wife's
that's
out in
right.
Cali right now. Yeah, I like that. wife's out in California, so shout out to you out there hustling and grinding. Also, just want to give a shout out to everybody out there that is going through it or on top of it. The whole journey, man. I just want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening, whether you don't have many family and friends in the area or, you know, you just riding to your next spot. We appreciate you tuning in to us. Flowers to you listeners.
All right.
Okay.
So we got nephew, we got my son, we got your nephew, my nephew. We got family up in here. And so, yeah. So again, this is season 7, episode 2, Soul Audible Detox with VP, the fabulous one, and the prayers. So what's good? How's y'all's week been going?
It was good till today.
Do you want to talk about it, bro?
Nope.
Okay. You just want us to cheer you up.
Yeah. I just need the energy.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. That's
soon
cool.
As soon as I finish getting my black hero.
Okay.
As soon as I finish getting my black person.
I just wanted to know if you want to talk about it. That's all. But you know what? Yeah. That's cool. This is black man healing, black man motivation, black man inspiration. This is all that black man stuff. And what'd you say about black man, Tamiko?
I love black men.
All right. So.
Okay. I only love black men.
Okay. All right. How's your week been?
I'm maintaining.
Okay. You doing good?
It's all right.
All right.
You know, up some days, down some days. But, you know, I'm good.
All right. Okay, cool. So, we also...
Jelly helps. Living life like it's golden.
Okay.
Jelly from Philly?
At first, I wasn't...
Funyuns. Had some more Funyuns. Maybe that's what it is. I'm hangry or something.
It's all right, man. Get it in. So, couple of things. I need... While I put this laptop out real quick.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
Well, so can we...
Can we what?
What's up, guests? How y'all doing?
Trying to take the whole table.
Yeah. Did I unplug?
I don't know it, right?
Did I do that?
I thought it extended.
My bad. I think it was my turn. Oh, was that you?
No, that was me.
Yeah, we about to break some things and unplug things.
We need some more mics up in here.
Yeah. Phil, what's up?
Gonna go with my son turned 10.
Okay. Week. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So, yeah, happy birthday to Adrian.
Great nephew.
Is that an Aries?
I don't know the signs.
What was it?
March 23rd. So he's on the cusp.
Oh, he's Aries. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That was a guess.
He just changed.
All my boys are on the 23. So
your mom is towards the end. She's what, the 12th?
And shout out 11? To my mom. She's the 8th.
8th.
All right.
Oh, shout out to all the March. The same day as, why not? No, the same day as Shamina.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Shamina. Okay. And we got one more too in the fam. Baby,
is Layali.
Layali. Yep.
She's the 8th too.
Yep, all three of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How was? Tell us about you. You just got back from a family trip from some spring break, right?
We hit up Universal Studios.
How was that?
It was good. It was good. It was a good time. The water park out there called Volcano Bay. Got the best setup I've ever seen. You put a little wristband on.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the slide you want to get on. Boop the wristband. Then you can go kick it. He'll tell you when to come back. You don't got to wait and stand.
And that's
there.
For a water ride?
For the auto slides and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then, okay.
What was the temperature weather like?
Yeah, we was blessed. It was like 65, 70 in the morning and 85, 88 by the top of it.
Yeah.
And came right back down. So didn't rain on us. It was good. The park was crowded as ever, but we was there for a few days. There's a music roller coaster out there that was pretty dope. You hop up on it, you pick your type of music you want to hear, and it blasted
well,
the whole
world. I have a question.
It's so, just your ear?
Yeah, I was going to say.
So your stereo is on your seat, and there's one in front of you. So.
Okay, that was my question. I was going to say, wouldn't there be like a lot of arguing?
You would think, but you can't. It's so loud, you can't hear nothing else but yours. So yeah.
No, that's so cool. you have headphones?
No, you just got speakers all over your stuff.
Oh, like so in your cart.
So yeah, your seat.
And each individual.
Each individual, yeah.
That's hot.
Oh, that's dope.
Those like two seaters. There's only one person.
There must be some nice speakers.
Yeah, they blasting. They was blasting.
Okay.
And yeah, what park is that at? Universal?
Universal Studio. Yeah, that one is at the original Universal Studio Park. And then there's another park that they have called Adventure Island. And they got like the Hulk ride and the Spider-Man ride and the Velociraptor. Okay.
All right, so here's my question is, if you don't mind answering it, what is the price for a family to get into an amusement park these days like that?
Yeah, so
let's say a family. How many kids you got?
I got
a family.
I got three. Yeah.
Okay, so you, your kids.
So we got to do research. We're in the research crew. Like, there's something out there for the group, right? In the group rate. So when I hit on... And you know, the Google in our phones is all listening to us. So as soon as my flights and my Airbnb was booked into Orlando, I got flooded with Universal promos.
Oh.
So the one that we came across after doing it, you get a discount if you use an American Express card. So we looked at that one, and that one was still charging about, I would say, $600 for 3 days or something like that, right?
That's a three-day pass.
Per person, yeah.
So $600 per person?
So it was like $200.
Whoa, I'm sorry. I blanked out. $600 per the kids,
person,
two?
Per Universal.
Not like someone under 4 foot two?
Right, no. I'm $600 for 3 days to go see all three. So if you wanted to go to all three and you're just buying one day, that was the original deal off of that.
Would you pay for that? Fabulous one. Would you do that? You said, hell no, the kids are going to Como Park, right?
But well, we ain't playing no games. But yeah, we eventually got a deal where I paid for 2 days and then got 2 days for free. So we was there for four and we paid for 2 day passes.
Okay.
And the 2 day pass is like $239 a person.
I mean,
That's what it is now.
That,
I know, bro.
Disney is
that
more
is
expensive
crazy.
Than that,
eh?
Oh, it is. Yeah, Disney's more expensive than
Disney's
Universal.
Worse than that.
But like, do you have to pay, like, what if you just wanted to go for a day?
You can do a day pass, yeah. And you just have to pick which place you're going, though, because there's three separate parks.
Three parks within the park.
Yeah. And you probably can't get to all three in one day.
You gotta, if you want to go to different ones, the wait is too much. Like, you can get on those rides where you can ride as a single passenger with your family. We realized that cut the waits down in half. Mm-hmm. You can buy the pass, or I didn't buy the pass, but you're going to end up waiting anywhere from like 45 minutes to an hour for the main attraction rides.
Oh.
And for the simpler ones, you're going to wait 30 minutes. So once you do that and eat, you don't got time to do all the rides and get to another park. But these rides are different. Like, I've never waited that long before in my life till I went to Florida. And every time, halfway through the wait, I regretted my decision. Like, what are we doing with our lives? By the time I got off that ride, we all looked at each other and were like,
that was worth it.
We should maybe get back in line. Like, we might want to do that again.
Okay.
And they just know how to do rides. Like, not to spoil it too much, there's a Harry Potter ride, many of them out there, but there's one where you get on this bike.
And again, where is this at?
At Universal.
Universal Studios in Florida.
It's shooting you. You riding this bike. Bike shoots you up. And all of a sudden, the roller coaster stops. It shoots you backwards for about a cool 20 seconds. You're going backwards at about 50 miles per hour. So you're like, whoa. Then that stops, and you're like, okay, that was a good trip. We're done. Then it drops you to another different line. Like, you go down. Like, they just will flip something on you out of nowhere. They just know how to do parts. Florida got that figured out.
That's crazy.
That's cool. That's cool. I've never experienced Universal.
Cleo, you should go. Cleo, you should go now, because they ain't gonna cost you nothing
as a child or a parent.
That's the price for everybody, right?
No, I'm just saying I've never done it. I've never took my children.
Oh yeah,
I've
for
never,
sure. Oh, I'm sorry.
Or when I was a child, I never got taken.
Are y'all fans?
Uncle Todd's got to go 1 year, but I'm not sure.
Y'all ever watch Avatar?
I didn't get to go. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Avatar ride at Disney World is another one where it's like a long wait. I waited 2 hours to ride that.
Oh my God.
But once you, the express pass would be worth
the
year.
It's definitely worth it because the line is crazy.
Didn't you just say you weren't doing this?
We've been at Universal Studios.
Oh.
But once you do, once you get in that line, they know you're in that line for a while, so they give you stuff to look at and do. Like, there's like random videos and stuff. That Avatar ride, I felt like I was in the lab of the movie about 30 really? Minutes into the wait. Like, they had a life-size one floating in the tube. They had all the little lab work. They had our faces changing into avatars. Like,
oh, you was a mess then.
Mess, yes. And that makes the wait go by quicker too. So
yeah, okay.
You got to play games with each other, though. It's who you waiting with, what you do at that time. If you sit there and don't talk to each other or play some silly game, it's going to feel like forever. You got this. Okay. It's all about the company.
Listen to that wisdom.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're goofing off. We messing around.
So hold on, I'm still confused. You went and you paid the same amount of money? I thought you were saying you wasn't going to pay that.
No, so we went with my daughter. She's 20, I think she was 15, we went. And we did
5 years ago.
Yeah, we did a two-day pass, but we bought the express pass as well. So with the two-day and express pass, it was probably about $2 a person. Yeah, we did 2 days.
And was that a deal?
Yes.
Okay, yes. You found a deal too.
And but the express pass is worth it. Like you said, waiting in line for 2 hours with the express pass, you just go to the front of the line. And it was probably an extra $70. And at first I was like, should I get it? But I'm glad I did, because we actually could have did both parks in 1 day, because we wasn't in line all day.
70 per person?
Yes. But it's worth it.
They are, man, what?
Dude, they're making money.
Can we
money.
Come up with a theme park? But it's too late.
It's either that or standing in a Florida heat for 2 hours playing games with your family.
And the reason why I was telling Kaleo he should go, because he ain't got no kids right now. Just imagine somebody, you know, taking their kids. Like, because, you know, that's most parents' dream. They want to take their kids or grandchildren to Disney World, whatever. But just imagine taking your kids there and they act up so bad that you got to be like, man, I just spent over this much. Like,
you'll be surprised
that kid ain't never going nowhere again.
You'll be surprised how many couples are there without kids. I know
that's what I'm saying.
My friend and her husband went for their anniversary 1 year.
Okay.
There is people are there without kids.
But you also have to be somebody who's a rider.
Yeah.
Like to go on.
But by the express pass, it's worth it. You could literally do two parks in 1 day because you don't have to stand in line all day. And it's funny because it's mostly colonizers there. And it's really not a lot of us. And when we were there, my daughter, the bougie ones, were like, look at them looking at us while we passing them by. Because literally a line for people, and you go all the way to the front.
Well, you was also in Trump City.
Well, I love Florida. Yeah. I don't want to live there. They let the alligators walk the street. But I don't want to live there. They got too many issues. But I love visiting Florida.
Okay.
Did you Was this song just on the list?
I put this
Catch
in.
Pre? Okay.
Yeah.
Because the engineer asked for some Sade and you just played. I was like,
yeah, I just, yeah, it's
say,
on the list.
Did he send you
a
text?
Nope. My phone's right there. I'm not even paying attention to it.
There you go. I like it.
So, yeah. All right. Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. You know.
Man, we already at 30 minutes in.
I know.
And I'm just coming out. I'm just waiting.
That's what's up.
Thanks
that's
for sharing up.
Thanks.
Spring
thanks,
break.
Nephew.
Yeah.
Yep. And I love the fact that you do all these family things, and you know, then you put it on the book, and you know, share those good times. So you know, that's what's up. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say the same thing. I do love that in you, nephew. Like, I mean, y'all take the kids and you do those things. You do them things, that's to be commended. Cause I leave the kids at home.
That's what I said.
I do like a kid-free vacation.
I leave the kids at
home. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. I do like a kid-free vacation.
Yeah, they staying at home like grandma, grandpa. Can y'all watch it?
So I
commend you for that, because that's special. They are always going to have memories of that. Sounds like you do too, but your kids are truly going to always
remember. Oh, yeah, for sure. And Kaleo's probably sitting over there. I can't see his eyes, but... Kaleo's probably sitting over there like... hinting to nephew like, man, my dad ain't never took us to Disney World, and you damn right I'm not paying that much. But I did take him to Valley Fair multiple times because I used to get the hookup.
My mom didn't take us either, and I've taken my daughter on a couple of places. Like, yep. She'd been out the country a couple times. We did that. I didn't take her on every vacation, but I took her a couple of places. My parents didn't take me nowhere, and I know how it feels.
That's
when
right.
You get left at home.
We only got to go to Valley Fair, and I've been.
We only been to Cedar Point. I did go to Six Flags in Atlanta, though. My uncle did take us there. But
okay.
We did the zoo and roller skating at the gym. Like, we didn't really go nowhere. Mm. My mom was like, oh, stay here. I'm going to New York. Really? Really?
Yeah.
That's what we doing?
But I did take Kaleo to Baltimore so he could see his Ravens play. And we did make a deal that this fall we're going to go to Pittsburgh so we can see the Ravens get in that ass. So check this out. I was looking for something today. And I came across this, and I want to know if you listeners, the fam that's in here, and maybe this'll help put the cherry on top of your mood, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear six things that white people say that highlight their privilege?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
This sounds interesting.
Yes.
All right. So
I'm sure we can add to that list as well.
And it's White Boy Wednesday, so it all falls together.
Come on, then.
All right. So the first thing is, let me make sure I got this next song ready. Gotta get this next song ready. You like that song, Engineer? Okay. So I'm going to go all the way to one, and I don't know how many there are, but I'll start at one. I won't go backwards. One, it's not my job to fix racism because I'm not racist.
Mm.
Okay.
And I have a lot of black friends.
Let's see if that's on the list.
Are we just listeners, their feedback.
Oh, you can go. Like, you know, this is just the first hour, so hey, let's go.
I feel like it depends on who said that, because I believe
non-brown mothers are the reason for racism. Okay.
Yeah.
I need color on that. Why is that? I mean, I'm not debating. But
because in most families, not all families, most families, the mother is the one who nurture and teach their children, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who nurture and teaching these non-brown kids to be racist?
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. And remember, cool, these are that. Six things that white people say, colonizers, because we know all white people don't say that, but we're talking about a specific group, the ones that sit way over there.
That do it.
Yeah, that do it. So, you know.
And they promote Trump.
Well, let's see what it is. That one's on the list, too. But here's number two. You ready for two?
Yep.
I don't see color.
So why does your clothes match? Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's go to number three.
I like that one, though.
Okay. And again, I've never read these. And I've heard them, but I'm just reading them. And then the next one is, wow. Okay. There's no need to worry about the police if you're not doing anything illegal. Okay.
That's a good one.
We're getting
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Yeah, we're gonna leave those ones alone. We're gonna leave. No, you know what? I'm gonna say something.
Okay,
let's go.
Say
yeah. Yeah, swing the
DeRay
mic.
DeRay want to say
Let's share the mic.
I'll hold the table to say
remember, this is an article that I'm reading. I just want to let y'all know. This ain't things that I made up.
I get so irritated when I hear that because there's people out here that can just drive, right? And when they see the police behind them, it is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's a quick look and they back to their lives. I've, for example, will go through an anxiety attack or try to stop myself from having one. And the fact that I have to go through that process is already an issue. Second of all, if you put us in a suppressed area and put us in a place where we struggle to get normal necessities and needs, what is going to happen in said area? We are going to go get it. Any human is going to go get it. So stop telling me that I'm not, that you didn't have to do anything wrong when I didn't have a chance to get the job you had, buddy, and now my family needs to eat, so they about to go eat. All right? And not all of us are out here doing said going out there to get it that way. So stop judging all of us based off the few that have to go get it that way.
And well said, nephew. I wish.
All right, nephew.
I wish I could tell you it got better when you get older.
Right.
It just don't.
Or I wish I could tell you it was better being a woman, but it's not.
I cry
when the police get after me, like real tears.
The worst, the absolute worst thing when you see a. What's the worst thing? Let me ask this.
Do you have a question of the night?
Question.
Yeah. You have a question of the night?
What is the worst thing when you see, when you're driving down the street and you see a police officer pass by you? What's the worst thing that can happen?
Worst.
That
are you saying,
around?
That
he turn around and come get you.
But do you want to put that question out there?
Just turn around. Not necessarily come get you, but they do that U-turn, right?
Or
and they follow you
or
while they're checking.
I'm driving,
like, we don't know what they're doing.
If they flick their lights
running
on, I just automatically be like, is they coming to get me? If the police
the
is behind
come
me
over,
and the lights
come
on,
like,
I just automatically... It, and
when
I be trying to
the lights
like,
come on, I say some stuff I can't say on the radio.
I
just pull over.
I do that too sometimes. Pull over, make sure they ain't looking for me.
Man...
But I check, make sure I'm driving the right speed, everything.
I don't know if that's a question because everybody knows the answer. So let me come up with another one.
Okay. I'm sorry. What's the next on your list?
Yeah, sorry.
Nephew, you can't be doing that.
I'm sorry.
You done got her all hyped up. Cleo, you got a comment?
Yeah.
You got a comment at all? Not right now? Okay.
Not right.
All right.
Are you, Kaleo, you have a car now, right? Okay. All right.
But he
Kaleo got a girl. He don't need that.
Well, no, and I wasn't kind of questioning like that, but... I guess I'm trying to get at a younger person. Do you still have, do you feel some sort of way? When again, you know you're all good, your ales are good, you ain't been drinking, you coming off of work, you ain't no issues, but you just see a cop car come up behind you. What does that make you feel as a young man?
Well, me personally, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just messing
me
with
me personally, like as much as educated as I am and as much as I am informed on how the law works and, you know, what to do and what not to do when you see a police officer or, you know, nowadays a state trooper, I'm not going to say I'm not fazed by it. I just, you know, I do what I'm supposed to do. I try to follow the law as best as I can. I'm not going to lie to anybody. You know, I have a heavy foot as most people. So, and I also drive for a living. So I tend to, you know, speed occasionally. But when I see... you know, a state trooper or whatever, I immediately am like, all right, let me straighten up. Let me slow down. Let me follow the law. Let me make this turn properly. But as far as mentally speaking, I don't really panic per se. It all depends on, you know, the state of mind I'm in, if you will.
So, but it is a true fact that, so if Kaleo doesn't mind me, talking about this, it was a true fact that there was a delay in him wanting to get his license because Kaleo actually graduated in 2019, a year before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And also the very next year was the George Floyd incident. Yep. You know, killing, I don't want to say incident, my fault, and so
murder.
Yep. And so that had a lot to do with you know, as we're alluding to, with him saying, "Dad, I don't know." Correct?
Yeah, I would say that had part to do with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you want to speak on it anymore? I'm sorry.
No, that
okay.
Was it.
All right. So I'm going to give you both a chance to, we got some stuff I want to talk about with you all in the second hour. But should I keep going on this list?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
Please.
Yes, yes, yes,
please.
All right. Nephew, you ready?
I'm balling this
one. Okay. Oh, man.
It'd be, you know,
number,
be issues.
Number four, I don't want to post about racism on social media because I'm scared of the backlash. Have you heard that before?
That means your friends are racist.
Number five, I don't have white privilege. I'll keep going. Number six, I'm not sure when I should start talking to my kids about racism. Hmm. Nephew, you ready to grab the mic yet? That was actually number six. There was only six.
So let's go back to five.
Okay, number five. Number five was, I don't have white privilege.
Just that statement alone says that you do, right? If you are not, as a white person, plain and simple, just like as an adult, I'm going to try to come with a converse or a comparison. Just like as an adult, right? I can drink. No, wait, that's probably
I got one for you that goes with that.
Okay.
Just like there is a pretty girl privilege, there's a white privilege. And as a pretty girl, because I am, I cannot sit here and say that I don't have a privilege among girls that people deem not as pretty. So for you, the white person, to say that is basically you're acting like it doesn't exist, but it right. does. And mm-hmm. like you right. said, that's a privilege to be able to say that.
Exactly. And for you to say that you don't have white privilege means that you don't know what's going on at all.
Right. Or you don't want to know.
Turn it this way.
Yeah. Okay. Or you don't want to know. And that's your privilege to even be able to know.
Right. Right. And that's why we continue to be in this rut. Now, I'm not saying you can fix it, right? I'm not saying every white person, it's your fault you have this privilege, but for you to say you don't have it right. is because there's things that happen that you don't even, again, we talked about the police following, you don't even think about because you never had to. You didn't grow up in that way, and I'm not mad at you, but it is a privilege.
Right, and just acknowledge it. Yeah. That it is.
So, question for anyone who wants to answer this question.
Nephew?
Here's my question. Based on what you said, and based on it says I don't have white privilege, and then you made a comment that this is where I'm going with the question. Because it's been asked to me, and I just want to see if it's been, I know it's been asked to you and what you've given as an answer. When a white person says to you, what can I do? You stated that I have white privilege. Okay. And then you go through this conversation and, you know, I don't have white privilege. Well, yeah, you do. This, da, 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 da. And then you're having just a decent conversation and then they turn to you and say, okay, I never thought about it like that, right? Whatever, whatever. What can I do?
So the first thing is I would say to anybody that says, what can I do? Mm-hmm. Is acknowledge that there's an issue and that racism still exists. Don't make this a debate. Now, if you say, I don't totally get it, or I want to hear your opinion, or help me understand, teach me on what's going on, help me get it, mm-hmm. then that's a different thing. But to have a debate on whether it exists or not, or whether you have privilege or not, or whether there's racism, whether it still exists or not, that's what you can do, is acknowledge that and know, just know it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know what
and
to
do. And also, if you're in a space where you're with people that don't really look like you and you see that they're blankly being treated differently, speak up.
So that would be some advice that you would give them when they
absolutely.
Say, what, okay.
Speak up. I mean, because a lot of times things happen, like the whole George Floyd thing. No, if there would have been white people out there, 9 times out of 10, they would. Matter of fact,
there would have been more. There was a few,
and none of them stepped up. Who stepped up was a young black girl.
Didn't
you want to keep it?
Wasn't there a white girl too?
One white girl. She was in the back talking, but she stayed on the back talking. Everybody was on the sidewalk talking.
Okay,
you know. So when you
I don't
want to
make this a debate, but how do you feel like the black girl stepped up other than recorded it?
Well, she was 17 too.
Okay, but the only person I feel like.
Was that black dude?
Was the brother that was about to step in. Yeah. But then he was threatened that if you do something, you're going to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. So what do you do in that? I would ask as a black person, would any of us have done anything different?
I mean, but you could try. But the thing is, even if it does not go in your favor, you still got to try. That's just like if I'm on a street and I see a guy hitting a girl, I might not jump in the fight, but I'm going to definitely say something. And I'm going to try to get her away from that situation and call the police. You know, try to do something. I ain't saying putting yourself in a position where you're going to end up unalive yourself. But still, I feel like sometimes they stand in the face of adversity and walk away.
So I want to get back to that, because actually, VP, we had a conversation. I think we had it on the thread, or you, Chris, and I had that more intimate conversation. But I do want to ask this. Did we get an answer, and did you put a question of the night? Because if not, I got one.
I haven't.
Okay, here's the question of the night. If you have had a conversation, it might be kind of long, so you can word it any way you want, because I want to know, to what the fabulous one said, if you've had a conversation with somebody who is white and they've said to you that I don't have white privilege, and you've got into a conversation, maybe it got into a debate and then it came down to a conversation, and they've acknowledged that, and the first thing is they say to you, what can I do? What can I do? What should I do? I'm acknowledging I have white privilege, so what should I do? A fabulous one gave a response. You want to give that response again?
That you need to stand up. If you're in a space where people are being mistreated and you know they're doing it because of their color, say something.
Okay.
Say something.
So that's one. I just want to know, what would you say? So that's your question of the night.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, I want to get back to Fabulous One while he's putting that question, and then let nephew and son kick in, say what they got to say. Just in case y'all didn't know, you're tuned in to Soul Audible Detox Season 7, Episode 2, with VP, the Fabulous One, and the Prez. Also in the house is our family, nephew, DeRay, and son, nephew, Kaleo. And, and you're tuned in to WFMULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio. So, and what's up to our KFAI listeners for continuing to support? Just real quick, when I put this in, I talked to the contact over at who also does a show over here, Miguel, who does a show over here, and he's the one I always send the shows to, and he said for me to let you know, VP, that anytime we want, it'll probably be in the evening, but we can come do this show live on KFAI as well.
Really?
Yes. So we need to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah.
We need to talk about that. Yeah. We're going to bring you too, Fabulous One.
Ow.
See, there's that love that you said you don't get. All right. So want to get back to another comment in the conversation we just had. And this is kind of goes out to, and you can put this as a question to a number two, so you can answer either or. We talked about to your statement that if had this had happened to one of us, the PPKs or the crew, right, that we would have probably had, and again, I want to be careful because it's easy to say what you would do until you're in a situation. But
right.
I know for sure, and don't take this the wrong way, but we talked about if it's one of us, somebody else, there would have been multiple people getting shot because we would have jumped in. But if you take it even higher to and all of us as parents can understand this, Kaleo, I'm singling them out, but if it had been one of our sons.
Absolutely.
I would have had to. I'd have taken multiple bullets and beaten. Yep.
Absolutely.
So,
You know, and I'll say this too. When it comes to situations with the police, I understand why people step back, because the police is wicked with their guns.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to other
would have
stuff,
no
when
problem
you see,
taking everybody out.
When you see these videos about we gonna say Karens talking crazy to people, there's usually other white people around.
Oh, yeah,
and they say nothing.
And that's a privilege, right there.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Say something. If you see your people acting up as if I'm out with y'all and y'all get out, I'm going to say something like, why are we out here acting like this? But we'll correct our people. They don't correct theirs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's fair.
Okay. Do you all want to comment on any of these questions? Do you want me to go back up to any other questions? The one we're on right now is, I don't have white privilege. And the question was, nephew, and then we'll go to Kaleo. And I'm damn sure you've had conversations. But what have you told the white folk that you've talked to, the colonizers that you've talked to, if you got through to them and they said, I don't have white privilege, and then you had the conversation, you got to it, and then they said, okay, I acknowledge it. Go ahead.
Let me say how I worded it.
Okay, cool.
Question of the night. If a white person asks a person of color, what can I do to help? How do you respond?
There you go. Perfect. And there you go, Direct Nephew.
So for me, it's the same. If a white person asks, how can they help? My initial response goes to what was just said, kind of like, first is support, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to put yourself in somebody's shoes first. And the first thing I think of is, if I feel like something's going on like that, I just want you to support first. Say something. What does that look like? Represent it. Ask questions and continue to ask that same question you just did. Because it's kind of like, how do you fix world hunger, right? You can't attack the bigger problem, but we can put some time in and hit some shelves up and take care of some folks, right?
Right.
We can start expanding, but at the end of the day, the same original question will always be, what can I do to help?
Right. Okay.
And we know we're fighting that type of battle when it comes to this. And then also I would say is, embrace cultures and ask questions. One of my favorite shows that I came across was the Apple TV show with the soccer player, the soccer coach, Ted Lasso.
Oh, Ted Lasso, yep.
And there's a scene in there where basically he says, if people would just ask more questions instead of just being so judgmental, we would all grow further. Mm. You know what I mean?
I like that.
And instead of me just assuming I know something or assuming this is that, I'm just going to ask, and that's going to get us to where we need to get to. Listening to each other, wanting to know about it, and then embracing cultures, right? And then at that point, when it comes to white privilege, I just want you to know that if you show the world that, you know, you understand it and you see it, then the world will start seeing it. Like, and you gotta wear it. You can't just hide behind it. You can't wait till we bring it up. You gotta wear it. And then that's all I would ask to end that. Then just wear it, talk about it, and ask questions.
I love it. Love it. Son, you have a comment? Do you know the question?
Do you mind repeating?
I got it. Yeah, go ahead. No, because I like the way you
the six statements that you, because it's six statements that you said about what white people say regarding. Okay.
Oh, you want to repeat all six?
No. I'm trying to figure out which one.
We're on number five. I don't have white privilege. Yeah. And then the question is,
if a white person asks a person of color or you, what can I do to help? How do you respond?
And real quick, VP, can you tell our listeners out there how they can respond and communicate with us? Yep. Forgot about that. Sorry.
So I just put these questions on our Facebook page. It's Soul Audible Detox. You can hit the at symbol and type in VP PRES and we'll come up. And it's on our page. And ask for to friend you, and we will. We will accept. Okay. Unless you look like you're a catfisher.
Or an Isaiah Thomas fan. you hate Stevie Wonder. Go ahead.
No, we accepted them too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So kind of to piggyback off of what Uncle DeRay said, I would just say just educate yourself further on the problem, because again, you're not going to understand fully what the problem is, nor what the focus of the problem is, until you ask questions or, just ask people of a different color, a different minority of what they may be in this case, and just say, hey, what did you go through? Or, explain to me what this means, stuff like that. Be curious and be open-minded enough to understand before you just make assumptions and before you're quick to judge, because again, at the end of the day, nobody knows what you go through. No matter your color, your skin, no matter what. So you just have to ask questions.
I love it. Okay. All right. Sir, did you have a comment?
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, that was a great response.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Were we going to say something?
Nope.
You just enjoying caring?
I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Number six was... And I don't know if we should touch that. And then, we're coming on the top of the hour. I'm not sure when I should start talking to my kids about racism.
Mm-hmm. My favorite one is I don't see color.
You should we expose that after the hour a little bit?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, we can do that.
You gonna do the weather?
Five minutes too. Can I do the weather in 5 minutes?
I feel like you can.
You feel like, oh, that's a challenge. And yes, I can do the weather. So let me do this right now. All right. I'm going to do the weather with a quickness.
KFAI is proud to present Scary Pockets at the Fine Line on Friday, April 5th. Scary Pockets are a rotating roster of world-class musicians who release live funk reimaginations of familiar songs every week. The 2024 Scary Pockets tour band will feature guitarist and co-founder Ryan Lerman, as well as fan favorites from the revolving cast of musicians. Tickets for Scary Pockets can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
The following program is an archival rebroadcast of a previously aired show. Any weather and or traffic reports you may hear are probably not relevant to current conditions, and any resemblance of said conditions to these reports is therefore entirely coincidental. You do believe in coincidences, right?
This is the So Audible Detox, the sexiest weather report on radio. It is 23 degrees right now and cloudy in the Twin Cities. And not now. Okay. Tomorrow, Thursday, we're looking at a high of 37 and a low of 20, and it's going to be sunny. On Friday, we're looking at 15% chance of rain, shower, or drizzle, but definitely rain. 45 degrees is your high, 34 is your low. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 43 and a low of 29. On Sunday, the average high in March is usually 49 degrees, but it's going to be 44 with a low of 35. So that meltdown is about to happen, but it's going to be slushy outside. On Monday, 45% chance of rain or snow. Sorry, VP. High of 43, low of 30. On Tuesday, partly cloudy. And by the way, Monday will be April 1st. Partly cloudy with a high of 46 and a low of 29. Here you go. I'm just going to go through the whole week because it's going to make VP smile.
Okay.
All right. So I said partly cloudy on Tuesday, April 2nd, with a high of 46 and a low of 29. On Wednesday, back here, it's going to be trending warmer, high of 52, low of 35. But wait, Thursday, April 4th, partly cloudy with a high of 57 and a low of 36. And then on Friday of next week, April 5th, mostly cloudy with a high of 58. That's your So Audible Detox.
Can't wait.
Forecast. There you go. So we want to thank all of our listeners, our KFAI listeners who listen in the first hour of the show. Know that if you are a consistent KFAI listeners, thank you for supporting Low Power Radio, Community Radio. And then also thank you for supporting this show. You can hear the replay of this show on KFAI 90.3 Fresh Air Radio every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. VP quotes those as the church hour. So if you're not in church and you get to go to church at 9 and be done by 10, then that's a good service for you. You can catch our show on. And then if you want to hear the entirety of our show, you can flip over to or turn over to or press over to whatever. I'm thinking about a radio. To 94.1, I'm dating myself, Frogtown Community Radio, WFNU, and you can hear the replay in its entirety of the 2 hours from 2 to 4 p.m.
You want me to do the, what day is it real quick?
How fast can you do it?
I can do it real fast. As long as y'all ain't gonna respond.
You got 2 minutes. So you want to do it?
All right.
You got three.
I got it. Okay. So what day is today? Today is National Scribble Day. I could scribble some stuff.
Okay.
Scribble.
National Little Red Wagon Day. I feel like we've talked about this one before.
Probably last April or March.
Yeah. Okay.
On this day.
National Spanish Paella Day. Paella Day?
What is that?
Paella. What is paella?
It's a fruit, ain't it?
No, it's a
drink?
A rice.
Oh. Ooh.
That's
we need to find out who's doing the paella.
Yeah,
if the engineer got it.
Yeah.
And then
it's National Joe Day.
Like Cup of Joe or just your name is Joe?
Like the person. Oh, there's a paella. Ooh, that does look good.
Okay.
The person named Joe.
The person named Joe. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, there is a Joe out there listening.
That paella is looking good right now. Dang.
I didn't see it. What does it look? What's in it?
I'll pass.
Some rice, got some rice, some shrimp.
Yeah, I'm allergic to shrimp.
Oh, well, you don't need to watch
I could take the shrimp out. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's all good. That look nasty?
I mean, the rice and the shrimp do, but the other stuff in it, I'll pass. Wow. I feel don't hate me because I'm different.
We can come back and talk to this.